Bethany Lutheran College is pleased to sponsor Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio. Bethany Lutheran College is located in the picturesque river town of Mankato, Minnesota, and is committed to making Christian higher education affordable for all with generous financial aid packages available. At Bethany, you'll find stimulating academic programs, a friendly atmosphere, and opportunities to grow both in intellect and in your faith, all within the framework of a supportive Christian environment. For more information, visit us on the web at blc.edu. Welcome back to Issues Etc. We are coming to you live on this Friday afternoon, December the 5th, and it is time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a simple game we like to play with our listeners where we play the soundbites, our listeners vote, and their votes determine which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We also give away the LPR bundle package to a listener with the best vote on this Friday afternoon. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and a notepad, and it goes to the listener with the best vote on this Friday afternoon, December the 5th. Now, all you got to do to vote is give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email right here in the studio. We get them in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc. Or you can go to our Facebook fan page right now and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's Facebook.com/issuesetc, Facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number one this week. It comes from Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse describing the state's new view on gender.
What they're trying to say is that when a baby is born and you look down and you say, hey, that's a little boy, they're saying you are not recognizing a reality. You are assigning a social construct to that child when you say, hey, it's a boy, okay? That's what they're after, Todd, and that is no small thing, all right? So they want you to conform to this child's view of themselves, but really what they're saying is that you must conform to the state's view of reality, which is gender is assigned and not real. That's where this is all going.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse on the state's new view of gender. If you want it to be soundbite of the week, give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It's Pastor Brian Flammy. We reviewed one of his sermons recently, an Advent sermon, and he's answering, what kind of king is Jesus?
But now see how your king arrives. Is he mounted on a war horse, prepared to avenge his cause upon those who have neither kept his commandments or feared his wrath? Has he come with his legions of angels to imprison and punish you? No. Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. His humble yet kingly procession into the city soon turns into a condemned man's march, outside of the city, to a hill of execution. It's there that he suffers God's justice unto death, but not before he wrestles away your tattered garment of your unrighteousness and then puts him on himself. In return, he gives you his pure, undefiled, and kingly robes. This, dear friends, is why he comes to you in humility. It's so that through his death, he can be your righteousness, having put to death your guilt of pride, covetousness, lust, and hatred. And in exchange, he gives you his righteousness, lowliness, humbleness, compassion, and purity.
That's soundbite number two. It's Pastor Brian Flammy on what kind of king Jesus is. Here's soundbite number three. Pastor Jim Remke joined us to talk about John the Baptist in Advent, and He described how it is that John the Baptist, all the way to the very end, points to Jesus.
John is pointing to Christ, a forerunner of Christ, as he's sitting there waiting to have his head taken from his shoulders by this wicked Herod. His disciples come to him, and he says, go, ask this Jesus if he's the one who is to come or if we should look for another. Here he's giving Jesus a chance to point to the other prophecies that he fulfills. And so even in his death, John teaches us, what do we do when death comes to us, when suffering, when doubts, when torments come to us, we look to Jesus, who is faithful and trustworthy. And so no matter how great you think you may be, no matter how much you think you've done for the kingdom of God, no matter how much your works may have brought others to the knowledge of salvation, Jesus Christ is the knowledge of salvation, not us, not our works, not our great deeds or abilities. And so Jesus is here kind of saying, look at John was a great man, and John's saying, as a great man, I'm telling you, look to Jesus. He's even better. He is not just a great man. He is our life and our salvation, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
That was soundbite number three, Pastor Jim Remke, on how John the Baptist points to Jesus. Soundbite number four this week comes from Adrienne Dorr Heinz. We were talking with her about, well, the struggles that women have in comparison, things like that. Here she is talking about what the devil wants women to believe.
My dad, when we were growing up as young girls and we thought, you know, the world was coming to an end and we were melting down over some kind of drama, my dad was renowned for looking at us girls and saying, you're not unique. And it seems really harsh that he would say something like that, but it was a good reminder and a good lesson to us that we're not going through or experiencing something that other people haven't felt. Other moms have felt this weight, other wives have felt it too, and they've survived because the Lord is good and he promises to care for us. You know, the devil loves to cause us to doubt. He loves for us to worry and to think, well, you know, the Lord isn't good and that he won't take care of us. And it's simply not true. You know, our Lord does love us. He does provide for us. He has promised that he will care for us, and he doesn't go back on his word. So in moments of doubt, when we as women are worried about our children or our home or our cooking, you know, when we doubt our self-worth, when we doubt our ability to be good sisters or moms or employees, we hold God to his word that he means good for us and that he has good things for us and that he has promised to forgive us and to love us. And then we rest in the comfort that he will and that he does.
That's soundbite number four, Adrienne Dorr Heinz, what the devil wants women to believe. Get ready to vote because here's the last soundbite for your consideration on this Friday afternoon, December the 5th. It's soundbite number five. It comes from Pastor David Peterson talking about the suffering and sorrow of Jesus' birth.
There is kind of that sentiment in us that there's something about Christmas that's sort of easy to swallow because it's cute, it's nostalgic. You know, it's like, you know, like these the sort of Martha Stewart thing. You take a wine barrel or something, which should basically be in your garage with cobwebs in it, and you stick a flower in it, and now it's pretty. I mean, they're always repurposing stuff. That's what people think is happening with the manger. They think, oh, that's cute. Look, Martha Stewart found a clever use. We can use a manger for a crib. Isn't that cute? No, it's not cute. That's part of his suffering. Christmas isn't about nostalgia. The point of Jesus coming and being born of the Virgin is not that Jesus would tell us how much he likes us. The point is that he's already being rejected, that his suffering and his sorrow have begun, that he joins himself to us in the flesh to be a sacrifice. We can somehow in our fallen flesh divorce the harshness, the suffering and the sorrow of the birth of Jesus Christ, and we can make it this kind of just cute, nostalgic, you know, TV special moment.
That soundbite number five, Pastor David Peterson on the suffering and sorrow of Jesus' birth. Those are the five soundbites. Now it's your turn. Your vote will decide which one will be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week as we come to you live this Friday afternoon, December the 5th. You give us a call and you can vote first if you give us a call, because phone call voters get to go first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Your chance to win the LPR bundle package for being the best voter for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You can vote via email talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send your vote via Twitter @issuesetc or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Give us a call. Vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. Your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week right after this.
Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday, I'm in love. For 20 years, we've lifted our voices and instruments to the hymns of Stephen Starkey. Now, CPH has the first ever CD collection of Pastor Starkey's works titled, We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God. This 12-track CD includes nearly an hour of music from the most beloved Lutheran hymn writer of our time. Order now. Use promotion code URA. We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God, is only $15.99. CPH.org.
Please consider making a special Advent gift to Issues Etc. With 4 weeks left in the year, we're almost $62,000 short of making expenses. You can make a year-end tax-deductible contribution by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a year-end donation online at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us during the Advent season.
We're supported by listeners like you. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc., live this Friday afternoon, the 5th of December. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc., soundbite of the week, and it's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. Our call-in number, phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. You can go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and vote there. Send us your tweet with your vote at issuesetc or via email. We'll get them right here in the studio. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Should it be soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, the state's new view on gender? Soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Flammy on what kind of King Jesus is. Soundbite number three, Pastor Jim Rimke, how John the Baptist points to Jesus. Soundbite number four, Adrian Dorr Heintz, what the devil wants women to believe. And, or soundbite number five, Pastor David Peterson on the suffering and sorrow of Jesus' birth. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Let's see what Diane has to say. Diane is listening in Elgin, Illinois. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Todd, how you doing?
Doing very well.
I am going to vote for number five today, Pastor David Peterson, and looking at Christ's birth, Christ coming to earth, it is something that we mistakenly, in American culture especially, we think of this, you know, warm, fuzzy thing, and the violence that Christ was to face, and God coming to earth is not a warm, fuzzy issue. It's a magnificent thing, and we tend to really not look at that when we're looking at the manger scenes and at Christmas, and I think it's something that the church really needs to be reminded of, and it's very important this time of year.
Diane, thank you very much for your vote, and thanks for listening there in Illinois. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Lisa is voting for soundbite number four, Adrian Dorr Heintz, what the devil wants women to believe. Lisa says via Twitter, this is a great reminder to me personally, very timely. Women need to hear this more often. Jack in Wisconsin says he's voting for Pastor Jim Rimke, soundbite number three, how John the Baptist points to Jesus. Jack says that Pastor Remke cleared up my confusion on the matter. For years, I thought that John the Baptist followed Jesus around silently and simply pointed at him. Pastor Remke explained so eloquently there was a bit more to the whole thing. Also, he told me he really wants to win. Oh, okay. So I'm going to try and help the poor guy out. Well, that's a good enough reason, Jax. Thank you very much for listening there in Wisconsin. In Livermore, California, Otto is voting as well. Otto says, Dr. Morse, soundbite number one, sounded a clear alarm. Dr. Peterson boldly announced the truth, but Pastor Flammy proclaimed the gospel, and what could sound better than that? That's a vote for soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Flammy. What kind of king is Jesus? Here's Diane listening in St. Louis. Hi, Diane.
Hi. There's three ones that I really like. Jennifer Rebecca Morris, his message was very surprising, and it's kind of futuristic, and I think we'll hear a lot more about it. And Adrian, I think that was a very needful message for us women. But the last one is the one I'm going to vote for because it's the season, and we need to hear it.
All right. Thank you very much, Diane. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Here is Cheryl in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hello. I'm voting for soundbite number two for two reasons. Pastor Brian Flammy is a former classmate of my son, and I am listening to his sermon twice made me very thankful that Jesus is my king, and it reminded me of Isaiah 30:18. Therefore the Lord waits to be gracious to you, and therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to you.
Cheryl, thank you very much, smartest listeners in radio. Here is Scott in Bellflower, Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for Pastor Peterson's soundbite. He makes such a great point about the non-Martha Stewartness of the manger, but now I don't know what to do with my nativity set. The nativity of Christ is depicted so often in illuminated art and, at worst, kitsch, and it seems like one can never make it look as humble as it really was.
Well, and maybe that the reason for that, and the good thing here is that the real thing was humble. What we put on our dining room table is just a picture. The real thing was humble enough for all of us. Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Still time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, 1-877-623-6943. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month is actually a children's book and a Christmas book. It's the best kind of Christmas book because it sticks to the words of Scripture, and it tells the story in the songs that we find in Luke's Gospel, the Songs of Christmas. It's part of the Archbook series, and I highly recommend that you get it for any child that you know, a grandchild, suitable for ages 2 through 10, called The Songs of Christmas. Give Concordia Publishing House a call, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. Let's see, Karen in Wyoming says, my vote is for Pastor Flammy. He gave a pure Jesus for me gospel that everyone needs to hear. Thank you for listening in Wyoming. In Colorado, David says, I think Dr. Morse's comments best lay bare the utter madness that evil is pressing our society into. The sum of our culture's worldview is that we are to embrace and facilitate nonsense and perversity just because some expert thinks we ought to. The time of simply looking to the other way is certainly over. Left alone, we will drift into nonsense and evil. But the law and the gospel are the rebuking and renewing truth we all need, he says. May God grant us the faith and the courage to believe and profess them in this dark world. Thank you very much, David. Jan says, I vote for John the Baptist because he was so determined to do what God sent him to do. He was a prophet with a foot in each testament, and we can even imagine what he had to go through. Can't even imagine what he had to go through with his own people when he was imprisoned and sent his disciples to ask Jesus if he was the Messiah. John listened to God so much, I sometimes wonder if he could be one-track-minded Christian today. He was such a proclaimer of God's word, and it's so wonderful that he helps us learn how to prepare the way for Jesus to return again. Here's the winner of Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes this week. It's Soundbite number 5, Pastor David Peterson on the sorrow and the suffering of Jesus' birth.
There is kind of that sentiment in us that there's something about Christmas that's sort of easy to swallow because it's cute, it's nostalgic. You know, it's like, you know, like these, the sort of Martha Stewart thing. You take a wine barrel or something, which should basically be in your garage with cobwebs in it, and you stick a flower in it, and now it's pretty. I mean, they're always repurposing stuff. That's what people think is happening with the manger. They think, oh, that's cute. Look, Martha Stewart found a clever use. We can use a manger for a crib. Isn't that cute? No, it's not cute. That's part of his suffering. Christmas isn't about nostalgia. The point of Jesus coming and being born of the Virgin is not that Jesus would tell us how much he likes us. The point is that he's already being rejected, that his suffering and his sorrow have begun, that he joins himself to us in the flesh to be a sacrifice. We can somehow in our fallen flesh divorce the harshness, the suffering and the sorrow of the birth of Jesus Christ, and we can make it this kind of just cute, nostalgic, you know, TV special moment.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week, Soundbite number 5, Pastor David Peterson, The Suffering Sorrow of Jesus' Birth. The LPR bundle package on this Friday goes to, let's see, Diane in Elgin, Illinois. Diane, if you'd send us your mailing address and your shirt size to talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send you the LPR bundle package. And thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. all this week, please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. With 4 weeks left in 2014, we're just about $62,000 short of our projected expenses. You can make a contribution by check, make a check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. That's Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a year-end online donation at issuesetc.org. As always, thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind at the end of 2014. Next week on Issues Etc., we're going to talk with Dr. Mike Horton of the White Horse Inn about the formulation of the doctrine of the Trinity. We'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on an angel visiting Joseph, and we'll continue our series on the Lutheran Confessions, discussing excommunication, ordination, and the call with Pastor Paul McCain. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as His baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the Advent season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Advent season, LutheranPublicRadio.org.